Just checking. Hi, everyone. We'll see how long the voice holds up tonight. I was speaking to some people recently, Jewish people who I met out in the world, and I asked them where they went to synagogue. And they said to me, "We don't believe in organized religion." And I said, "You should come to Temple Emmanuel. We're not organized at all." And you know, you'll feel, it's like, what's the problem? Come and enjoy. And I said, "What do you mean you don't believe in organized religion?" And you know, you've heard this as well many times, I'm sure. You know, because, they said, there's too much hypocrisy. You know, what you preach and what you do, what you find in a synagogue are very, very different from each other. You know, we talk about all of the exalted values of being a Jew. Well, what does it mean? How are we supposed to talk to each other? Kindness, loving kindness, you know, consideration, respect, and honor, and all of these things. And then you come to a synagogue, and someone happens to get on the board, and then they see what a synagogue's really like. You know, it's filled. I don't know what people expect. You know, I think they hear synagogue or house of worship. Let's broaden it to the Christians as well. And, you know, I don't know what it's like in a mosque, but I would imagine people are people. But I think they expect to come into a temple and we're all wearing white all the time, that we don't actually walk on the ground. We float above 6 inches because we're, you know, so holy and special. And that's not the way it is. You know, we don't open our mouths and out come daisies. You know, this is a place that's filled with humanity. That when you go to any synagogue, you're going to find all of the things that you find out in the real world. Jealousy, cruelty, meanness, compassion, kindness, pettiness. You name it, what ness it is, and you're going to find it within these walls. Because inside of a temple are human beings, okay? So what has this got to do with organized religion? And I have an answer, and it comes in the Torah portion this week that I think is really beautiful. It's a story about how Aaron, the high priest, is instructed to wear a robe. And along the fringe of the robe is a special fringe. It's made with different color threads. It's very, very beautiful. And the key element is, along the fringe, there is supposed to be a little pomegranate with a golden bell. A pomegranate and a golden bell. A pomegranate, golden bell and a pomegranate, alternating all the way around. B'nishma b'kolo b'vo'o lifnei Hashem. So that when he comes into the temple and goes to the Holy of Holies, there's some sort of announcement that's happening so that he will hear the voice, nishma kolo, he will hear the voice, and, you know, as he comes before God. Now, the rabbis ask, whose voice is he hearing, right, when he's walking with these bells? What's the voice that he's hearing? And they reference back in the Torah to Bereishit, where we hear about Adam and Eve hearing God walking through the garden. You know, they're basically have eaten from the tree of life. No, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They suddenly realize they're naked, and so they're hiding. And then they hear God walking, you know, through the garden in the cool of the evening. So what happens? V'yishma'u kolo kol Adonai. Period, at Kol Adonai. They hear the voice of God. So the rabbis say, because it's the voice of God in Genesis, where it says, V'nishma kolo, where you hear, he hears the voice, he's going to hear the voice of God in our passage of the Torah tomorrow. That the bells, that voice that's being heard is God's voice. And it's important because it's next to the pomegranate. Now, a pomegranate in the Jewish tradition has a beautiful midrash. When you open up a pomegranate, what do you find? Seeds. It was a dirty trick when I first opened my first pomegranate. I thought I was going to get an apple or something inside. And I looked at my mom. I go, look at this thing. It's like filled with seeds. No, what good is it? You know, but the rabbis love that image, and you'll often see the pomegranate as an image of Judaism, because there's a beautiful midrash that says that even the wicked in Israel are filled with the potential for good deeds, like a pomegranate is filled with seeds. You know, so that no matter who you are, no matter how many, you know, frailties and lackings that we have as human beings, we're filled with the potential for goodness in profusion, like a pomegranate is filled with seeds. So what happens? You have this bell, right, symbolic of God calling out with the pomegranate, which represents our frailties, but at the same time our potential. And the bell speaks to the pomegranate and says to you, you can do wonderful things. No matter where we are, no matter how frail, no matter how human, no matter how petty, no matter how mean, no matter how selfish, we can do better. And by coming into a synagogue, we're trying to listen to the bell, the little golden bell, that little voice of God that reminds us we can do better. That's what being in a synagogue is all about. Is it perfect or not? We're listening to the bell. And we're trying to get better. And that's the beauty of being in a place like this. That's the beauty of organized religion. That's the beauty of being in a synagogue where we strive all the time to become the best we can be, to fulfill our potential. Are we there? No. Never will be. No matter how hard we try, we're human, but we will continue to strive. And that's, I think, the beauty of our tradition and why, you know, being in a synagogue and being part of an organized religion is such a beautiful notion. So when you hear someone give a synagogue a comment like, you know, it's hypocritical. Yeah, sure. We strive. We say one thing, but we achieve something less. But we're striving. We're listening to the bell. And you tell them, you should come listen to little golden bells and see if it maybe gets them in the door. Because if we spend our lives listening for that voice, then I think we take a little step higher each day and get to the place where we really are a different person than before we walked into these wonderful halls. Shabbat shalom, everyone.